on the Wall, Season 1, Episode 10. Dan.
We've made it.
Final episode of the season.
Yeah, it's crazy. To think that we managed to pull off something that we promised.
Yeah.
There was, I think, maybe a week where we missed an episode. But
yeah,
the moral of the story is we promised 10 episodes of Season 1. Yeah. We bloody did it.
And they would be my fault too, because I went to Korea. I got sick.
That's right.
They were largely my fault.
Yeah, that strained the partnership, didn't it?
Yeah.
At one point. I mean, it was pretty clear on the social media accounts. But that's fine. We got past it.
For those of you who have just joined us, welcome firstly. It's an interesting place to start because it is the last episode of this series. We will be back in a couple of weeks.
The good thing about it, Tim, is you don't have to have watched all the other ones. You can jump in here.
Yeah, that's right.
Jump in here, dip your toe in,
yeah,
see how it feels. See how you like it, and go back, watch the others.
Hopefully it doesn't leave a bad taste in your mouth.
Hopefully.
Dan, have we got any feedback? Because we usually start
plenty
with feedback. Yep. Go for it.
Plenty, and by plenty I mean two bits of feedback.
Great.
First one was a listener by the name of Liam. We won't go last names, won't reveal too much. Yeah. Liam Reed, I think the last name was.
You just revealed his last name.
Did too.
Yeah.
Did too.
Good, good. Liam Reed, what have you got to say? Liam Reed
wanted to have a bit of input based on the $1,000 limit we thought there was on wedding gifts.
Oh, the wedding gift.
So it was sort of, we were thinking 250 per head, if that's what somebody was spending per person on a wedding. You then times that by two.
Well, this is what I was told. You double whatever
double
the cost
it
of yours is.
And because it was you and Emma, that added up to $1,000 between you two.
$250, $250, $500, $500.
He wanted to jump in.
Mm.
Just wanted to quickly throw some water on it and just say, no, absolutely not.
Good.
He's thinking more $300, $350. You could understand that.
Okay.
Still exy, but he thinks that's for the both of you.
More than enough for both of us.
His idea is the presence of you guys being there on their special day.
He's not wrong, Liam.
Well, I mean, it's invaluable, isn't it?
Absolutely.
You can't put a dollar figure
on
that. So,
Liam, thanks for getting in touch.
Good input.
I'm going to sleep better at night for that.
Yeah, I thought you would. The other thing was from Nathan, a listener. He jumped in on YouTube and he wanted to point out, we at one point said, who makes the rules about something we were talking about? Can't even remember what it was. It was pretty early on in the episode. Nathan very smartly jumped in, pointed out we, in fact, make the rules.
He's given us that authority.
Yeah. So it's now official.
Good on you, Nath.
Now official. We don't just think we make rules. We actually do make the rules.
Amazing. Great feedback.
Good to hear
from Liam and Nathan there.
Yep.
Dan, obviously, I did go to the wedding and I bumped into an old friend and I had a little bit of an epiphany that I'd love to get you across.
Yeah. Good.
I'm feeling a little bit strange about it, but anyway, what have you got
I've got, I've got something. I was sitting in a good lounge room the other day.
Oh, the good room.
Yeah, let's touch on that a little bit.
Yeah, it's an old sort of colloquial thing in Australia.
Yeah.
The good room in a house.
Yep.
That's interesting.
It seems like it's here to stay, but let's see if we can maybe do something about that.
Let's get it going.
All right, let's do it. Let's just do it. We just spoke about the good lounge room and it's so hot on my lips. I just need to get it off. Because the other day, Tim, I'm sitting in one.
But I
snuck in. So at George's house, they've got a good lounge room.
Mm.
And George was getting ready. We're the only ones home. And I saw the door was open to the good lounge room. And I thought, well, no one's here. Let's see what all the fuss is about.
Yeah.
And I went and sat down in the good lounge room. And look, to be honest, it was the first time I'd been in one because I was always barred from my parents' one.
I was terrified of the good room.
Yeah, it's
mainly because of the consequences that are spoken about.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to enter the good room and break anything in the good room,
God forbid,
stain anything in the good room,
yep,
the good room was a room that you would sort of stand on the border of as a child and go, one day.
Yeah, and if for some reason it was being used and you needed your parents, you'd come in and you'd stand on the skirting
where it
went from floorboards in my house to carpet.
Yeah.
And you'd stand there, hey, Mum. I mean, and even then, Tim, it's too and far between.
Mm-mm-mm.
But it did get me wondering because I was having this self-reflective moment where I'm like, wow, I've had to sneak into a good lounge room in order to be able to enjoy it and experience it.
Yeah.
But it made me think, what do you have to do to be invited in to enjoy the surroundings and the expensive furniture and everything that comes with a good lounge room, Tim?
Well, you have to be sort of another class.
I you mean, do.
If we're talking about when we were kids,
yeah.
That's sort of bottom of the rung, like Jack You're Dawson from look Titanic. You're like down there.
Wow.
Down there. You're not on the upper deck yet.
No.
So age, is an important thing.
Okay.
When I think of the good room in our house, I think of Nana, Grandma, the grandparents coming over on a Sunday. Yeah. We'll have a cup of tea. We'll get the nice china out.
Well, of course, because they're also a generation that's going to appreciate it. You know, they're going to get a nice little saucer and teacup, and they're going to go, "Oh, this is lovely." Whereas if you invite a 16-year-old in, they're not putting the cup back on the saucer; they're putting it on the table, and there's no coaster. Right? There's a whole array of issues.
They're not going to notice the Persian rugs. They're not going to notice the fireplace in the corner that, even though it's not used, Dan, it's a very nice fireplace.
So it's reserved for people who have an appreciation, who are going to appreciate what they're being invited into.
They've lived a life. So they look at things and they go, "I'm going to take a moment to appreciate that."
Whereas
us youngins,
we don't whippersnappers,
we just run around and don't really, we're very careless.
Yeah. So where it led me was, obviously we're getting to a point where we are appreciative. We understand the importance of the good lounge room.
Yeah.
But it's made me wonder, how are we ever going to get access?
Mm.
You know, I mean, you're getting to a point where, you might be looking to get a house soon. Are you going to have a good lounge room?
Well, I'd love one.
Exactly.
Because immediately,
it's a luxury.
I would be able to go into the good room.
Yeah.
Because I'm the owner of the house.
So, I mean, God, we'd hate to think that's what you have to do. You have to buy a house with your own good lounge room.
Yeah.
So let's say you did get one. And I said, "Tim, love to come over, have a night in the good lounge room."
Okay.
What do you want from me for me to be able to gain access? You know, what are you asking from me?
From you. There'd be a dress code.
Okay, well, sure. What are we wearing?
You'd be wearing a collared shirt, a blazer.
A blazer, wow.
You'd be accompanied by a nice bottle of alcohol, probably one that I wouldn't drink.
Okay.
A very expensive bottle, though, just
one that
to
can
go
put on show in the good lounge room.
Can't be having this in the kitchen on the bench.
Yeah.
We need to go to the good room.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
There are things I could do.
Yeah, there's sort of a door list of things that you need before you can access clubs and things like that. It's the same thing. It's like an exclusive club, Dan.
So you will be taking sort of points from people based on their dress code. Yeah. So if you invite people over in the future, we can sit here and we can say, you will be analysing at the door, and you will be from there making a judgment call based on progression into the good lounge room, or the slums lounge room.
All of my guests, I'll be looking you up and down. That's a warning, and I'll be judging you whether or not you're good enough to go into the good room.
Yeah,
that, or a death in the family.
A death.
You'd move into a
So death instant.
I think that's
probably fair.
The good rooms,
the good lounge room.
Dan, we had a great family day on the weekend.
We
it was
did.
St. Patrick's Day, and our family is Irish, most Anglo-Saxon Australians.
Yeah, usually a little dash of Irish.
Yeah, we're all criminals.
Yeah,
back in the day, we came over here and stole potatoes or something over there and got shipped over.
That's a stereotype, I'd
imagine.
Well,
let's just.
But you can
right
do it,
it
because you are Irish.
That's right.
That's how it works, isn't it?
It's fair. So we had St. Patrick's Day at your house, and it's St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah,
it's going to be a big one, really, on the Terps.
There's connotations with St. Patrick's Day, isn't there? There's an expectation.
You got to live up to it, too.
You do.
As someone who walks around and goes, "I'm Irish, mum's family."
Yeah.
Irish.
Well, you turned up to him. You had Guinness.
I had Guinness out of a can.
You were the guy. You were that guy. You even went to the level of, have you got a glass, a tall glass for you? You started demanding things that only an Irishman would do.
Got to let it rest.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, there's the accent.
There it is. Okay, I loved it.
She's cringing.
Yeah.
So, Dan, obviously, leading into it, I'm mentally preparing. You know that I work sort of shift-like hours during the week. So, when the weekend comes around, very tired.
Yep.
And so, leading into an event like St. Patrick's Day, I'm kind of going, right, if I have a really late night, this is going to stuff me for the week.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. But not only a late night, but an intoxicated late night. I mean,
it's almost like three nights worth of sleep for me.
Yeah. I would say, Tim, you are at a point now in a social setting where you are watched by people.
100%.
Because people know Tim won't be here long.
Great point. I am watched. And that's why you need to have a plan. going into these events. That's what I'm here to talk about.
Oh, okay.
Now, my plan fell through on the weekend. I believe if you're going to an event like that with someone and you want to get out plan, you need to discuss that plan beforehand.
The get out plan, of course. I love it.
Talk about the get out plan. Get it in your bones. Know what it is.
Well, I mean, it's a great time to really hash out the get out plan on the car ride there.
Yeah.
You got time? Yeah. Let's go over it. Let's rehearse and go over and over so we're all clear. It seems like maybe not enough rehearsal.
Well, I would have thought that we did because the car ride to your place was like 20, 25 minutes. And I said to Emma, right, let's rehearse. Now, the cue for me saying, oh, it's time to wrap this up, of course, it sort of needs to come from Emma, because if it comes from me, then
you're on fun,
everyone's going to be like, there he is, he is, Debbie Downer again.
Classic. Another Saturday night ruined by him. Exactly. Yeah, one
exactly. So I said to Emma,
it's tough.
Emma has a lot of nicknames.
Mm.
And I said to her, when I use the nickname for you, which I use rarely, Fitzy, when I refer to you as Fitzy,
okay,
in any way, in any conversation, that's me telling you, time to wrap it up.
Mm.
Tim's tired.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, what happened? I'm guessing.
It completely fell through. Well, did you notice me say Fitzy?
Well, I did, and I thought it was a little bit charming because I don't think I've really too many times heard you call him a Fitzy. So it was a little bit jarring to me. I was like, oh, it's different.
You know what was jarring to me?
What?
Staying for another 2 hours after I said Fitzy.
Wow, so she
completely ignored the plan.
She forgot the plan.
She forgot it, ignored it, and okay. I was there and I was tired and I had a shit Sunday as well.
Yep. Yeah, well, yeah, I could tell you weren't replying to many messages.
No.
With that, how did you approach it from there? What was the... Did you have a backup plan?
There was no backup plan.
You've got to have a backup plan.
I thought
the
plan was bulletproof. I would say Fitzy. She would go...
Yeah.
Good. Everyone, we're just going to head off.
Was this a two-way conversation in the car team? Was she part of the conversation or was it sort of a... You were just spurting your plan off and she's going, yeah. Was it an active conversation between the both of you? She'd vocally agreed.
But you're saying I've got to have a backup now. I've got to have a backup plan.
I think because, Tim, you can't trust anyone but yourself in this world. Okay. If you want to be out by a certain time, you've got to have a backup plan.
But you noticed me say Fitzy. How did she not notice?
I'm not too sure. Do you call her Fitzy often?
No. Fitzy!
She should have noticed. Tim, you and I, we both have back issues, don't we?
Yes. Sometimes about the other day I woke up and, yeah.
It was just no good. Getting old. Yeah, getting old. And we like to experiment with things like rollers, foam rollers, that sort of stuff.
Magnesium gel.
Yeah. I mean, you'll pull out any stop, obviously. Magnesium gel, that's excessive.
Yeah, they're all there. And you know what? You start getting to an age where every time you move, you just make a sort of a groan.
Yeah. It's sad. It's pathetic. And I feel like there's something we could be doing. If you're like me, you're not doing it to avoid a certain part that comes with it. So
exercise?
No. I mean, we avoid that, but for different reasons. Mm. Tim, getting a massage.
Oh.
I mean, doesn't a massage sound delightful to you?
Well, it's a luxury, Dan. I think it's something that you look at and you go, can't afford that.
Well, they're exit.
Wouldn't it be nice? Kind of like winning the Tats Lotto. Wouldn't it be nice? But you know,
wouldn't you love to be able to have a regular massage? It'd be great, wouldn't it?
Be amazing.
But they're expensive. But it brought something to my attention. Somebody I was talking to the other day was really excited because they've been given an Endota Spa voucher, which is a massage place. A
Ritzy.
Yeah. So I mean, straight away, free massage.
Yeah.
If I was to say to you, I'll give you a free massage, I'm paying for it, go have one. Would there still be any reluctance on any level from you? Something about the massage experience that you're sort of thinking, I'm not looking forward to that aspect.
Just people being up in your personal space. And you know what I don't like in a massage? When people talk to you. That would be the only thing.
Wow.
What have I stumbled across
You couldn't have done it more perfect. Believe it or not, that was not planned. He just walked straight into it because I knew you'd hate this too. Talking. We don't want to do it. You're there to relax, aren't you?
No, I don't want to talk. No.
No, small talk. I've got no time for it. It puts me on edge. I'm stressed. I'm trying to think of the next thing to say. It's no good.
Yeah, just rub my back.
Yeah. Right there.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah. I think there's, in the pamphlet, I've had massages before at Endota, and I think there is a tick box that says how much conversation would you
there's
like.
There's a tick box, Tim.
Yeah.
You can have no talk.
Yeah.
No talk as well. Not no talking. No talk. Just, yeah. little talk or talk. Okay, that's great.
Always isn't no talk.
That, yeah, always no talk. But then I thought about that. I'm like, I'd love to do that. But do I feel guilty doing that? Do I feel rude, Tim? I mean, if you were to do that, would you not feel a little bit guilty being like, I don't want to talk to you?
No, I don't.
I would prefer you not talk right now. Just shut up and massage
me. I would just say, I'm here for your hands, not your mouth.
Well,
Dan, I've learnt something during the week from Emma.
Okay.
That has just blown my mind. And I want to run this past you because I'm not sure if you're aware of this yet from your girlfriend, Georgia.
Okay. You and Emma have been together a while, so...
Yeah, this is only just... I've only just sort of learnt this about... Actually, this is for women, about women in general.
Oh, easy, mate.
I'm talking about just learning things about the everyday life of a woman.
Careful, careful.
What they go through.
Good.
I'm here to stick up for the sisters.
Okay, you're here for the sisters.
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
This is me, Tim, stepping forward and saying something for the sisters because something needs to be said.
Someone's got
to
do it.
Someone has to. Okay. I'm going to.
All right. Well, what's the issue?
The other day, Emma said to me, I need to book in a haircut. I said, yeah, sure.
Do
that. She said, yeah, no, I might do it next month, you know, when we get paid and stuff. And I thought, oh, okay. Well,
just booking it tomorrow.
Well, we both have full-time jobs, Dan. We save money. Like, we're pretty good with money. We save it. Yeah, I think so. And so I thought, what's the big deal? Why are you waiting until we get paid? And she said, oh, haircuts can be pricey. For me, for guys...
What are you paying?
$30.
Yeah. I mean, 35.
30 to give $50. Or take. A $50 haircut for a guy?
You'd be expecting something special, maybe a beer with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you're dead right. And I said, How much are we talking? To $200 for a cut and colour. And I said, sorry, what? $200 for a cut and colour.
How much is colour? That must be a bit.
I don't know.
Because I wouldn't imagine the cuts. That can't be the expensive part.
No.
We probably get more off our hair in terms of cutting than they do.
Well, camera girl Caitlin was saying before that the chemical science or something, I don't know what it is, but it's $150 for the colour.
So is it the colour that is the expensive part?
Yeah, she's nodding.
Okay.
So the cut is 50.
Yep.
Probably a bit pricey.
That's very pricey.
Run scissors over some hair. $150 for a bit of chemical in your hair. It gets better. So we're at 200 now. And I go, geez, that's expensive. She goes, yeah. And then you've got to get it blow waved. And that's $50.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Someone will dry your hair for $50. So unless you pay for that, you're walking out looking like a wet dog, Dan, out of the hair salon with dripping wet hair because you didn't pay $50.
So surely that's part of the cut. If you wet someone's hair, you have to dry it.
It's a blow wave, Dan. It's a special thing, and they pay $50 for it.
What do they do with the blow wave?
I don't know.
So special?
It's the technique or something.
$50.
It's the technique of the wrists and the blowing and all that. I don't know what's going on.
Okay.
Out there, but hairdressers, anyone out there who's a hairdresser, this is a warning.
Oh.
You need to seriously reconsider your prices because to get a hair dryer, which we've got here, and point it at someone's head and do this, that ain't worth $50. I don't care who you are.
Have you thought about maybe getting Emma to come home with the wet hair and maybe you just giving it a run over?
Dan, that was the first thing I said.
I thought so.
Yeah.
So, Tim, I'm in a social setting the other day, and I'm not going to say where because I don't want to get anyone in trouble.
No.
I think we need to all sit and just clarify some stuff on what is deemed inappropriate flirting.
Ooh.
Bit of fun for us to analyse, but still a controversial topic.
Right. You know what I'm watching at the moment? Married at First Sight.
Okay.
A reality TV series. Anyway, it's towards the end of the series, but at the dinner parties, obviously there's all these couples at the dinner party, and they all mingle and stuff, and there's couples going between, and I'm catching up with this girl, and I think...
There's been a bit of inappropriate
in
flirting.
In that territory, you kind of go, should you be saying that to
him? All right.
Do you know what I mean? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, yeah, no, I think it is becoming not only more common, but a little bit overly acceptable for people to, they're just flirting. Oh, it's just flirting. Don't worry about it. It's harmless. I think we need to just all clarify what are the alarm signs of it getting too far? And also how for outsiders to best go about maybe just calling it. Just jumping in and just saying, hey guys, this, before this gets out of control, just going to jump in, you know? Let's talk about that, because what would you, if you were sitting there watching what you deemed maybe inappropriate flirting, what alarm bells or signs would you need to see to go, it's inappropriate?
Touching.
Straight away.
Fake laughing is another dead giveaway.
Yeah.
Someone's going, ah, cocking their head back. Ah, you're so funny. Even though it's not funny.
So you would be gauging comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't funny. Why are they laughing?
I'd start listening on the conversation. Yep, okay. Was that genuinely funny, or was that person pretending?
Okay.
The touching of the leg or the arm or the, you know, the playful push.
yes. That's those. What about this one? The gazing with the fist under the chin.
Yeah.
Just, oh, really? That's so wonderful. So inquisitive, so intriguing.
Yeah.
I mean, no one's that interested.
You do. You just want to knock the fist away from their chin and go, yeah, stop.
Stop it.
What you're doing.
So, when I found myself in this situation, I'd be able to say all of those.
Really? So did you call it out, or what did you do?
That was the thing. I thought, how do I do this without looking like I'm sticking my nose in where it doesn't belong? Or just being, I don't know, maybe overly...
The fun police or something.
The fun police, I guess. Yeah, okay. You know, these two people had nothing to do with me. I didn't have any reason to care. Yeah.
Both adults probably
both
as well.
Both adults, capable of making their own mistakes or decisions, whatever you want. But what, if you thought, okay, this is getting out of hand real quick, what would you do? How would you stop it?
That's a great question. Maybe try and engage in the conversation, become a third wheel on the conversation and start sort of also being in there and throwing your weight around.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe, Dan, though, if it is a dinner party thing or, you know, at an event, maybe there is someone that the group just goes, right, tonight, let's elect an inappropriate flirtation police.
Okay.
Who's
going
to be the guy that steps in when things are getting a little heavy and heated?
Yep.
And
make it a bit of a fun game. It's a bit of fun. It's like, guys, we knew it was going to happen.
Yeah.
It always does, but fine.
Behind the fun.
Is the fun.
Is a seriousness.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you don't want anyone to get hurt.
No.
So we're assigning somebody to be the flirtation police.
So we're actually going out soon, so... With all, like, a few couples, aren't we? So you can be...
Okay, flirtatious police. Is that what we're calling it?
Flirtation police.
Police. Very good.
Dan, as I mentioned last week, I had the wedding. The wedding that I was buying the gift for, that I went to the Bucks party for. That was over the weekend. It was a great wedding.
Tim's gang wedding, yes.
Yeah, all the gang was there.
Yeah, yeah, good.
And you know what happens at weddings? You bump into people from your past.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good time
friends.
To catch up with people you haven't seen in a while.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I bumped into an old friend who I hadn't seen since primary school. So years and years and years.
That's a long time ago.
Long time ago.
Okay. God, it really shows how far back this wedding relationship goes for
you.
Yeah. That's an exciting wedding, isn't it?
It was great.
Yep.
Great band. Great music.
Great.
I saw this individual from across the room, and at first I thought, I know him.
Okay.
I know that guy.
You couldn't put a finger on it.
And I couldn't quite just, the name was right there. And then eventually I got it, and he actually came and said, it's me.
I know. Be honest, did you know before he said his name?
I did. But what was amazing about this guy was that he had such vivid memories of when we were growing up in primary school.
Mm-hmm.
So much so that, like, the detail he went into was crazy. And I felt really bad. I found myself sort of listening to him tell the story like it was the first time I'd ever heard it.
Oh.
And I thought, was I there or like... But he wasn't. He said like...
Is there a chance he mistaken you for somebody else?
No, because I remember parts and then there was the really important, you know, kicker bits of the story that I go...
No.
I don't remember.
No.
But I had this moment where I floated above myself at the wedding. Just let me know if I'm sounding too much like a wanker. And I was looking down at the conversation, watching the confusion on my face, and I thought to myself, Dan... Where's my childhood gone? Was I there for it?
Oh, because you don't remember it. You feel like you didn't live it. I mean, you lived it, but you didn't live it.
Wasn't there. Wasn't there.
You weren't active.
Yeah. And so I guess I'm just coming to you now and saying it's time to start to be more present.
Yeah.
Because I've forgotten most
So what sort
things.
Of changes are you going to make? What's the first thing that you go, you know what, I'm going to eliminate or maybe include in my daily life? Maybe the phone. Maybe the phone's got to go.
Get rid of the phone.
I mean, you didn't have the phone in prep, but...
Start taking notice of sights and smells and sounds.
Yep. It's getting wanky.
It is. Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tim.
Dan.
It's the last one for the season.
I know.
It's time for Tim and Dan's rule book. The book of rules. Tim and Dan. Perfect. Okay, good. Punctual for our last one.
I'm excited for this because there's a bit of pressure on it, don't you reckon?
I think so. Because if there's anything that's come out of this season one, that people are going, don't mind that.
The rule.
It seems to be the rule book. I mean, people will leave the rest of it.
Yeah. And according to Nathan as well, who comments on YouTube, well, this is gospel, this stuff.
Yeah. He's agreed. He's like, you guys make the rules. What you say goes.
Love it. Love it.
Which brings me to today's rule, Tim.
I'm excited.
You and I have both had a job in the past where it's entailed at some point free samples or freebies.
Mm. Promo work. We've both done a bit of promo work out on the streets handing out freebies.
Another one you might find freebies at, Baker's Delight. Yes. Bakery. They've got little samples of new things they've got in store.
Yeah, yeah.
What I want to know, because it's something I think when I'm a customer and also when I'm a worker, if somebody's offering you free samples or freebies, how many are you entitled to? I mean, because it can't just be a free-for-all tip. Because there's not enough. There has to be enough to go around.
That's right.
So, but if they're saying, oh, take as many as you want, guys, what does that mean?
Yeah, okay.
Because it's never take the whole bucket.
It's a great question. Now, a lot of people used to come up to me when I was doing promo and, you know, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
But a lot of people used to use the, oh, awesome, great, actually, got the kids, can I just grab a couple for the kids as well, or a couple for a mate, you know, and I think that's totally fine. Whether or not you're disguising that and you don't have your friends your kids there and you're just grabbing extras, that's fine too. Mm-hmm. So long as it comes across as genuine and, you know, I think that's okay. I'm going to say, before eyebrows start to get raised and you go, what are you up to, you cheeky devil?
Okay.
2 to 3 free samples.
2 to 3. Okay.
Do you want a solid number on this?
Well,
I think it's...
No, because I've actually got another factor to throw in. Sometimes, Tim, there's different options. So the other day when I'm working, I've got chips, I've got lollies, and I've got soft drinks. So, I mean, is it a one of each? Because if you're applying your 3 rule there, is that 3 of each option?
No.
No.
It is 3 of what's three on items. Select. 3 items.
What's okay.
I mean, if you're smart, you get one of each.
Yep.
But if you sort of go, I don't like the Whiz Fizz,
yep,
I'll go for the 2 packets of chips and 1 icy cold can of Coke.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You've got to be clever going into a situation like that.
What about for the samples, Tim, that they're sort of, that it's a cooked item or a baked item where, I mean, when we're giving out wrapped goods, that's one thing because you can take it away, eat it another time. If you're taking 3 items of maybe a sample of bread or, you know, a little meat sample from a butcher or something like that, you don't want to have to carry them away. Are you saying it's okay to be the person that sits there and eats 3?
Great question. I think this one is different.
Okay.
Because the initial one is you're actually testing it. You're testing out this product. Okay. Yep. If you like it,
you'll have more.
You have the option to get, geez, that was good. And you take a second one.
And it's almost complimentary, isn't it? To the person providing
That's right. So you probably should. It's rude not to.
Wow. Well, I hadn't thought of that.
Whereas if you go, that's delicious. Can I grab something else? They're going to go, well, if it was really delicious, you would have got a second one.
Yep.
If you go for a third, you're a pig.
Okay.
But the second one,
absolutely. Okay. So,
this is going to be hard to
Let's try and summarize this. Okay. So the rule is, when samples or freebies are on offer, you can take 3 items in total, not one of each different item, 3 altogether, unless, side note, it is a fresh product, a fresh produce or something.
Yeah.
It's 1, sample it, very good, then you can take another one to be complimentary to the person.
Can we shorten that by saying,
probably,
when it comes to promotional items, the person receiving the promo items can take 2 to 3 items.
Okay. I think that's probably
good. 2 to 3.
Free, 2 to 3. Freebies. 2 to 3.
Let's lock that in.
Okay. Put it in the rule book.
Cool.
All right. So that is the last rule book.
Yeah.
Rule in the rule book for season 1.
Yep.
In Tim and Dan's rule book. The book of rules. Tim and Dan. Yeah. Good.
Very good. Well, Dan, it's bittersweet because this is episode 10. We're going to be doing four seasons this year.
We're aiming for four.
That's what we're aiming for.
It depends if we run out of weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, depending how punctual we are.
We like Christmas. We like holidays.
Yeah. It's important to have breaks.
But, Dan.
We've done one season, Dan.
We've done one season. And I think it's only fair that the next time we come back here in 2 weeks' time, we have a couple of new things to do.
Something new on offer.
Yeah. And I had a thought I want to run past you.
Okay. Hit me.
It's an exclusive little thing for our YouTube, the guys who watch us on YouTube.
Podcast listeners,
get on YouTube because this
is Well, it's
you,
a different experience, isn't it? Listening in the car or on the go, that's great. It's great. But being able to see what's going on sometimes, gives us a bit more freedom.
Sometimes keep it interesting. Sometimes I juggle during when we talk.
That's not true.
Dan, I've been thinking about, we both love products. We talk about products like food.
Yeah.
We talk about gadgets and things like that.
Yep.
Can we do some sort of review segment
where
we
get a
product, maybe a company sends something in.
Look at that. Sponsors.
Sponsors.
Okay.
Get involved. If you want us to, if you've got a new product on the market you want us to try out, we will genuinely try it out and give a review of it.
Okay. On the YouTube.
Preferably food, because we like food.
We do. We like a chew. But I mean, God, the options are endless. If we're putting it out to anyone, who knows what we could have coming through?
Yeah.
That's a bit of fun.
It's a good little platform for
We'll have to come up with something for the audio people too, because that's a little bit unfair.
Yeah, we will.
We'll Dan, think of that.
Dan, best thing about us going away as well, and we do have a little bit of a break, and we'll be thinking about what we can talk about next season.
Yeah.
People can still get in touch with us while we're away.
Oh, my God. If you've got rules, we have them come through.
Yeah.
Send them in. Tim Dan on Facebook. Tim and Dan on Facebook. Sorry. Tim Dan Graham on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Tim Dan Tweets. And YouTube, search us Tim and Dan. You'll find us in the channel section.
Nice. Is it true you're going out for a little? You're having a little treat tonight to sort of celebrate the end of this season.
Yeah. A little bit of pizza or something.
You're having some pizza.
Yeah, a little treat. A little treat because we work hard. What are you going to have as your treat?
I don't know. I think I've got actually a light and easy, or something frozen in the fridge.
Oh, that's sad, isn't it?
Yeah. But it was a good season,
Dan. Yeah, well, enjoy your break.
High five.
Yeah.
See
Elbows.
Okay, see you next time.